بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had commenced this discussion regarding the dalail and proofs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah had mentioned a few aspects pertaining to His creation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ. Allah is the one who causes the seed and the date put to split. Allah is the one who creates living from that which has no life. Allah creates that which has no life from that which has life. Allah is the one who splits dawn and daybreak. Allah is the one who has made the night a means of rest. The sun and the moon, a means of calculating time. And these various proofs, as we had mentioned yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them throughout the Qur'an as a means for His makhluk, His creation, to become convinced that Allah is the being in control, Allah is the one who is doing. And therefore we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, place our trust upon Allah, have reliance upon Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions a few more proofs and dalail of His greatness, of His creation. So Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He is the one who has created the stars for you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of the benefits or one of the usages of the stars in the sky, لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا, so that you may find your way in the darknesses of the land and sea. In other words, when you are traveling and it is dark, there is no sunlight because it is night time, and you now need to navigate and find your way to your destination, you need to see which direction you are traveling in, then you are able to use these stars as a navigation system. And like this, you can continue your journey and your travels at night as well. So this is one of the usages, one of the benefits of the stars in the sky. Mufassirin have mentioned various other benefits, 6 or 7 different purposes for the stars being in the sky. Amongst them, they mention one is what has been mentioned in this verse, that it can be used as a means of navigation. Together with this, zinatan lissama, we find from various other verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the stars a means of, or rather, an adornment, beautification for the sky. If the sky was bare, we find in today's time also, we look at different types of paintings, different artworks, etc. In fact, even in certain homes, you will find where they try to replicate the look of the stars in the sky. And this is said to be something that is very calming, something that is very relaxing, So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it as an adornment for the sky. Together with this, rujuman lishayateen, Mufassirin mentioned that one of the purposes of these stars in the sky is that those jinnat that attempt to eavesdrop on the conversation of the angels as they are now discussing the various commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very lengthy incident which is mentioned in Suratul Jinn as well, that these jinnat would ascend and try to eavesdrop on the conversation of the sky, or the conversation of the angels in the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He commissioned Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a Nabi, then Allah now made these stars a means of protection for the sky. And what is meant by this, that when these jinnat attempt to eavesdrop, then the stars, or rather they are specific stars that will then pursue them, chase them and burn them. This is mentioned clearly in other verses of Quran. So it becomes a form of protection, a defense system for the sky itself and for the conversations that take place. So various different usages, benefits of the stars in the sky. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ, that indeed we have explained our signs, we have clarified our signs for a group or for a nation that has knowledge. In other words, if you will attempt to learn the benefit and the usage of the stars in the sky, and you will realize one of the benefits, like what has been mentioned in this verse, is that you can use the stars as a means of navigation to find your way to your destination, then Mufassirin explain, you will also think deeper about this, and you will realize that you can use these very same stars to find your way to your ultimate destination, and that is the recognition of Allah, is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as you will use it to find your way to navigate in this world some journey that you are going on, you will use the very same stars to now navigate and find your way to Allah. How? When you will look at the stars, you will realize their greatness and how Allah has created them, etc. Then you will realize that I need to traverse this journey to Allah. I need to recognize Allah. I need to get to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will navigate and allow you to find your way to your ultimate destination as well. So these are the stars in the sky. Then Allah mentions next, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسِ وَاحِدًا, that He is the one who created you from a single soul. In other words, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire progeny, you and I and everybody who will come after us till the day of Qiyamah, are all attributed to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And we find this verse very categorically refutes the concept of evolution, that human beings evolved from different creations. Here Allah mentions very clearly that He has created you from a single soul. So He created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, khalaqa abakum Adam. This also has been mentioned in the Quran. Allah Himself fashioned and designed the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and his entire progeny then came from him. So this, of course, again categorically refutes the concept of evolution. فَمُسْتَقَرُّ وَمُسْتَوْدَعُ, then Allah says, after creating you, He then created for you مُسْتَقَرْ and مُسْتَوْدَعُ. These two words, Mufassirin have written pages on these two words alone. مُسْتَقَرْ, if we have to translate literally, means a place of resting, or a place where something settles, and مُسْتَوْدَعُ refers to a repository, a place where something is left temporarily. So مُسْتَقَرْ has a more permanent meaning, a place where something is left for a lengthy period of time, and مُسْتَوْدَعُ, a place where something is placed temporarily. As an example, مُسْتَوْدَعُ, if a person hands a parcel over to you, or some item of his that I am going on a short journey, please look after this item for me. So we will call the place that person now keeps this item, he puts it in his cupboard, or he puts it in his safe, this will be called مُسْتَوْدَعُ. It is a temporary place where something is kept. So Allah says, after creating you from a single soul, Allah then made for you مُسْتَقَرْ and مُسْتَوْدَعُ, a lengthier place of resting and a temporary place of resting. And as we mentioned, various different views, what does this refer to? Some mufassirin are of the opinion that مُسْتَقَرْ, the lengthy place of resting, refers to the womb of the mother, that every child will rest in the womb of the mother for approximately 9 months. And مُسْتَوْدَعُ, a temporary place, refers to the loins of the father, that this was where your inception was. You started off from the father, thereafter you were transferred to the womb of the mother, and this was for a lengthier period of time. So this is one view. The other view that some mufassirin have mentioned as well, مُسْتَقَرْ, your permanent place of residence, of resting, this is the akhirat. And مُسْتَوْدَعُ, your temporary place of resting, this is the dunya and your life in this world. Nevertheless, these different views have been mentioned. But if we go back to the origin of the word, as I mentioned, مُسْتَقَرْ, a place which is lengthier, where something will settle and rest. مُسْتَوْدَعُ, something which is temporary. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ, Allah then mentions, indeed we have explained and clarified our signs. But now, in the previous verse, Allah said, لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ, for a group that has knowledge. Here Allah says, لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ, for a group that has deeper understanding. In other words, what was mentioned earlier regarding the stars, surface level knowledge is needed. Every person can understand the benefit of the stars, especially in those days they were using it constantly for navigation. But when it comes to your creation from a single soul, when it comes to Allah creating your life in this world, life in the hereafter, your resting place in the loins of your father, in the womb of the mother, this now requires a level of deeper understanding. A person has to ponder and think over this. But eventually all of these are signs, are indications, are proofs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned yesterday, and again this point is repeated, all of these are not just mentioned for a person to look at them and now just marvel in his mind over the creation of Allah. Rather, the ultimate goal is this will now allow him to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further than that, one is to recognize Allah. Many a times we find a person goes outside. As an example, yesterday we had discussed regarding daybreak and those who had left the masjid, and if you had looked into the sky, you would have seen an amazing sunrise, the different colors, etc. But sometimes a person says subhanallah and he marvels at the creation of Allah. But more than this, this should then spur us on to become submissive and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.